Welcome to another exciting episode of Why Your Story Podcast, brought to you by the beautiful home of SBI Media here in Afton, Wyoming. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And we do
Why Your Story.
Thank you, MJ. Yeah, we're excited. It's great to be back with everybody.
It is. Did you have a great week?
Had a great week. Well, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking some water. What about you?
Boring.
I know. Oh, it looks like you have a boring bottle yourself.
I do. I have water with lemon in it.
Mmm. That's a good diuretic.
Yeah. Just trying to change things up a little
bit. Yeah. Do you like lemons better than limes?
I love lemons better than limes, yes.
Oh, see, I like limes better than lemons.
I think limes are yuck.
Oh, I love them. But I love lemons, too.
I love cherry Dr. Pepper.
And you haven't had any for a long time.
I think 5, going on 6 weeks now.
Whew, that is a long time.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find the joy in life.
Do you dream about it?
Not only do I dream about it, but I salivate in my dreams about it.
And was there a certain meal that it tasted extra good?
No.
No? Okay.
Anytime. I think the best time it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a hot summer day with ice in it.
Yeah.
I'd go over to the pop shop.
Yep.
And they just, when they saw me, they knew. This is the guy.
Yeah.
Load him up.
And so now you just go over and get a ice water?
So, no, I have found my new favorite drink.
Okay.
For people that are trying to stop the sugar, it's a diet, let them eat cake.
Oh.
With all diet ingredients.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, if you haven't had sugar for a long time and you're craving it, it's almost a little bit of heaven.
That's awesome.
Literally a little bit of heaven for me.
Hmm.
But I'm still trying, just so that I don't go bonkers on the artificial sweeteners and stuff, mm-hmm. I'm only limiting myself to 2 a week.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Wow.
So today is not my day. That's why I have water with
lemonade. So you're kind of dragging.
No, I'm not really dragging. I'm just wondering why life is the way it is.
That's so funny. It is true, though, when you quit sugar and then you have something that, like a strawberry, and you're like, oh, this strawberry is really good.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
It's crazy.
It's the simple things that you're like, wow, why didn't I realize that strawberries were so good?
Mm-hmm.
And like blueberries.
Yeah.
Megan, my wife, had to be careful because I was darn near ready to founder on blueberries. I was just craving something sweet, you know, and I just...
Yeah.
I'm trying to be real careful, and I've cut sugar out, and it has been devastating on me.
Mm.
But I think after 6 weeks, I'm finally turning the curve a mm-hmm. little bit where I don't crave it like I did.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. For about 3 weeks, I was just...
Do you ever take a scoop of like frozen berries and just throw them in your mouth? That's a really good treat too.
No, I haven't done that
like
yet.
Blackberries. Oh,
I do yum. Love blackberries. I will sit out, we have raspberry bushes and my kids don't know this, but I will sit out there in the middle of them and just gorge on raspberries, and they're probably wondering why our bushes aren't producing like they normally do, but I cups and cups of raspberries I eat.
Yeah. Yeah, I love berries.
It's been really good.
And watermelon.
I love watermelon, but I have to be real careful. I'm on this. I'm just trying to level things out.
Okay.
So I'm afraid that because of my love of sweet things,
mm-hmm.
I honestly feel like I could sit down and knock an entire watermelon out.
Oh, my.
That's how crazy I am right now. And I've tried to explain that to my wife, and she's like, oh, that's okay. Well, I'm proud of you for being careful. You don't understand, sweetheart. If Brolam's turned me loose, I would eat every watermelon in that place before I even got to the checkout stand.
Wow.
And then I'd start on the strawberries, and then I'd hit the raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scary thing. Oh, and then like a peach.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, peaches are right up there.
So before I went nutso on my quitting sugar, I used to drink the peaches and cream from the pop shop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And they would give you like these little peach rings on the top of it.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we got to stop.
So what are we going to talk about today?
I think we've already prefaced what we're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Let's talk about the idea of to diet or not to diet.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
That so, D word.
So I don't know if we should break it up and you like pro diet and I'm anti diet, or if I'm pro diet, you're anti diet, or if we should just start throwing ideas out there and visit.
I think we should throw ideas out there and just visit.
Okay. So I'll go first.
Okay. Okay.
So, okay. I got to get this out. So I have lost weight.
Yes, you have.
Just from quitting sugar.
Mm.
But I need to be honest, and losing weight was not my main motivation.
Okay.
My main motivation was, it felt like to me over the last eight months running on the ambulance that the majority of the people that we were seeing were diabetic.
Mm.
And I have diabetes in my family. My dad and my brother's type 1.
Mm.
And my grandpa on my mom's side died of diabetes.
Oh, boy.
And so I just felt like I was a walking time bomb.
Yeah.
Because everything I ate was sugar. I just love sugar.
Yeah.
I don't know what my problem is.
No, lots of people are either sugar or salt. I mean, people have cravings.
But isn't craving salt better than craving sugar?
No. I mean, you can have way too much potassium, too. So, I mean, they're both, everything in, equal amounts if you can do it.
Well, there's my problem, is I can't do it. I was knocking back probably 4 cans of Cherry Dr. Pepper a day.
Oh.
Maybe 2 cans with a pop shop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, and then that was not counting my, traveling around spraying weeds. I always had a pocket full of something. And
mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was my motivation, was I just don't want to be a diabetic.
Right.
Because I've just seen too much of it.
Yeah. There is a lot of it.
And I know a lot of that can be controlled by blood sugar, glucose, that sort of thing. So
by what you eat.
That was my motivation for quitting sugar.
Yeah.
Not so much a diet, even though it's really worked.
Yeah.
I've lost some weight, which is nice. But the main motivation was I just didn't want to be a diabetic.
Yeah. It's a good reason. Well, there's some crazy, crazy diets and fads in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so I have a list of some crazy diets.
It's kind of like, if you want to go on a diet, you kind of like choose your own adventure, it seems like.
And out of this list, I've done 2 of them. And it's pretty scary. Okay, so here's the first one. I've done this one. It was the plastic wrap diet.
What on earth is that?
Yeah, so I go with my girlfriends, and supposedly you... And we did. And they were little, by the way. They're all these little petite things,
Okay.
And I am this big boned girl.
Okay.
And you get naked. And then they wrap.
Okay. Is that part of the diet? helps take weight
then
off.
Then they wrap you. Oh, first they measure you with a loose measuring tape. And then they wrap you up in saran wrap.
What?
And then they put you in this hot room. And you're supposed to sweat it out, and then they unwrap you, and supposedly you've lost like 2 inches. And I, the whole time, was just like, this is so ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. Like, how long would they keep you in that hot room?
About 20 minutes. Yep. Mm. And so, and they totally believed it. So we go in, and we sweat it out, and all they do is like tighten the measuring tape.
Oh, I'm sure.
And plus, you're humiliated because you've been wrapped in...
cellophane.
Yeah, and you look ridiculous.
So that diet's really not new, though, because when I was in high school and we had to cut weight for wrestling.
Oh, did they do that?
Our coach made us wear garbage bags.
Oh,
black
okay.
Garbage bags underneath our clothes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he'd make us out go running. I mean, you would just drip like crazy, but it was effective.
Uh-huh.
Because we lost, but I think you're just losing water.
Water, yeah, you're just losing water. Here's another one, the Twinkie diet.
Now you're talking my language.
So Twinkies have 150 calories.
Okay.
You can eat nothing else, only Twinkies.
You're kidding me.
So you can have 10 of them a day, because that's 1,500 calories.
Okay.
Girls, you could only have like 7, because we're supposed to have less
calories. I could live on 7 to 10 Twinkies a day.
Ugh.
I really could.
Oh, I just hate Twinkies.
You do?
I like the little cupcake ones.
Can you substitute the Ding Dongs?
I don't know, because they're more calories, I think.
Dang it.
It's the Twinkie diet. But again, you're just going to...
Are you for real? There's a Twinkie diet?
There is. You can Google.
I'm
telling you, Googling it's
worth it. I'm going to go look for the Twinkie diet.
While he's looking it up, The other one is the tapeworm diet. Again, not advised. Just makes me sick to think about. And it's not legal in the U.S., but other countries are really big on it. Did you look up the Twinkie diet?
Yeah, but nothing has come up so far.
Oh.
I think you're making it up.
I did not. Then there's a cigarette diet, and all you do is smoke. Every time you want that cherry Dr. Pepper, you just take a smoke.
Smoke. So I don't know if that would be helping anything.
It would make it worse because
Oh my gosh, you're trading one bad thing for another bad thing.
Yeah, you're just, your poor lungs.
Trading diabetes for COPD.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds horrible.
Then there's the Sleeping Beauty diet. 24/7, you just sleep. And so you just take sleeping pills a couple of weeks, just get up, go to the pot, drink a little water, go back to bed. Again, you're just going to gain it back.
I could do that, though.
Elvis Presley loved that diet.
The sleeping diet?
Yeah, he did the Sleeping Beauty diet and just slept when he got older and obese. Yeah. Okay, I did this one. It was the cabbage diet where you make that cabbage soup. And for 2 weeks, you have like this cabbage soup drink. And it was disgusting, but it was okay. I like soup, but you got to use your brain. And then there's the vision diet. You wear these glasses and it takes your food and it makes it distorted. So it looks like, you know, instead of a hot dog, it looks like a pile of poo.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No. This one would be disgusting. The cotton ball diet. You eat a handful of cotton balls before you eat.
What?
Yeah, and it makes you full.
What? And how do they come out? You just poop them out?
Well, you're just full, so you don't eat as much. So
you'd be like a spider spinning webs when you poop.
No, isn't that weird?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I can't even imagine swallowing one
cotton
ball.
You got to be kidding me.
And then there's the pepper laxative diet. So you have 6 to 12 glasses with lemon and maple water, and it's just a diuretic. It just flushes you out.
Keeps you going.
Right.
Just flushes right out.
And, you know, a lot of people are really into cleansing, and I think cleansing's okay for a few days, but you got to be smart.
Yeah.
So
what about, honestly, I had never heard of any of those.
None of them.
I just looked up the Twinkie diet, and it's real.
I know it's real.
It's a professor. So the Twinkie diet, I'll just read the title. The Twinkie diet helps nutrition professor lose 27 pounds for 10 weeks. Mark Hobb is the professor of human nutrition at Kansas State University, ate one of these sugary cakelets every 3 hours instead of meals. But here's the kick. To add variety in his steady stream of Hostesses and Little Debbie snacks, Hobb munched on Dorito chips, sugary cereals, and Oreos, too.
What?
What the flip? I'm in the wrong business.
Okay,
that sounds like exactly what I was doing, and I wasn't losing weight.
Yeah, that's really weird. I bet you anything, though, as soon as he got off it and was back to a regular diet, he was just...
Or he started eating carrots and gained weight, or what? I mean, how could it get worse than that? Dorito chips, sugary cereals, and Oreos with Twinkies. I mean, that to me, that sounds like a little bit of heaven.
Ugh.
Oh,
that sounds horrible to me.
Send me to his house.
No.
Throw a little Dr. Pepper in there, and I am dancing through the hallways. So I've heard of things like there's the Atkins diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Atkins is what? All protein?
Uh-huh.
You can eat fat and protein, but I think that's it. No vegetables, no fruit, but I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Anyway, I've just heard of the Atkins. I heard of the carb one.
Keto,
where I think they're actually putting themselves in ketoacidosis.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, you know, we bring in people sometimes in DKA,
mm-hmm.
diabetic ketoacidosis, and I think it's the same thing, where they've dumped all their sugar levels and now their body's mm-hmm. burning fat, and they get that fruity breath.
And it's very popular, and I know a lot of people, I think you can eat cheese on that diet. I love cheese.
Cheese, please.
Oh, yeah.
But can you have Velveeta?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that diet. I know that they have their own food line and all of that, like Weight Watchers.
Oh, yeah. So Weight Watchers is another one.
Mm-hmm.
And
I gained weight on Weight Watchers.
You did?
Yeah, because I was working out quite a bit. So everybody kept saying, well, it's your muscle. I'm like, whoa, where's it at?
Which one does my Aunt Marie do?
She does
Nutrisystem. Yes.
Yeah. And did that work for her?
I think so.
Oh. She always seems kind of skinny to me.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem like she's ever been plump.
No, I think Nutrisystem works really well for Aunt Marie.
That's good.
You know, the thing about Nutrisystems and those kind of diets, so you have to buy all their meals from them. That's got to get pricey.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all about liposuction. So what's wrong with this? So you're not happy with how you look in the mirror. You make an appointment. You write a check. You come in and you're a brand new person.
Mm-hmm. Or they can freeze it now.
What is that? What do you mean?
They do a freezing method, and instead of just sucking it out, they freeze a laser, and they do laser too.
You're kidding. Is it painful?
I don't know. I just know it's kind of big in California.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really interesting. I mean, to me, that just sounds so simple. You know, hey, I think I want to sculpt a little bit here and cut a little here. You know, take about 5 inches off the belly. You know, I had no problem. Charge you this much money and you're done. No pain, no suffering, no, you know.
There's a certain state we live by, and they are, especially the females are, well, and some of the males are really into all of that plastic surgery. All of it. You know, they just, Botox.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about like liposuction.
State. What state are you talking about? Like Louisiana?
No.
Montana?
I said we're right by it.
Is it like Utah?
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
And I feel so bad because, you know what? I just like people the way they are.
Okay, we're going to get to that. I think that's a good point.
Okay.
But you're absolutely right. I think because every time I drive down through the corridor, Salt Lake and Provo and all that, there's those billboards for sculpting your body.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool Sculpting.
Sonobello. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of them.
Yeah.
Sculpting.
Yeah.
Suck the fat out.
Yeah. And
it's got to be painful.
And the new thing now is to make lips look pouty. So they like are these giant lips up here and then down here. Oh.
I see them in my office sometimes. They come in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, you know, when I was a kid, I used to do that fun thing where you take your tongue and make it your upper lip and then fold your lips.
Oh, yeah. I can still do that.
Like this.
Yeah. Oh, you do it like that. I do it like this.
Yeah, well, you look like a rabbit. I look like Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, you do not. Mm-hmm. A hairy Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, but she was Marilyn Monroe. Her lips were like that. You know? I mean, there's a lot of girls, their lips are lushy.
Well, how do you know? They were naturally. Wonder if they were like shoving them full of water or something.
They could.
Before she went on stage. We don't know what those people went through. I'm just saying that you can do crazy things sometimes.
Yeah, and I think really if it is affecting you as a whole, like if your nose goes like Owen Wilson, like he's...
Yes.
I think he's kind of hot because the way his nose goes.
Yes.
But... for some people, you know, they might have been made fun of, and so they need to correct that. And I don't find anything wrong with that. But I just think if that's all you're worried about is those physical looks, it's sad.
I need to correct something. When I just said yes about you thinking Owen Wilson was hot, that does not mean I think he's
hot. No, you said it. You said it.
I just need to clarify that.
You said it, and you come out and said you think he's hot.
Negative.
Nope, you said it.
Negative. Sorry, Owen. but you're right. People have distinguishing features, and his just happens to be his nose.
Right.
For darn sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you come to endear people, you know, like that.
Right.
I just think, so we've talked about all these diets and ways to lose weight. But, oh, and the one other thing I was going to mention that just came to my mind. Wasn't there this, like, remember the Shark Tank, the TV show where you can bring in, like, your inventions?
Sure. It's still on.
It's still on.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to me like not too long ago there was this lady that brought in these pills that like ate fat.
Oh.
Like ate fat and they all bought into it.
Really?
Do you remember that?
Uh-uh. Wow.
I'm gonna have to look it up, but I swear there was, and they had this a bowl full of just pig fat.
Uh-huh.
And they like put the pill in with it and it just.
Okay.
Yep. So, I mean, that might be something that I had to try in the near future.
Maybe. I guess.
So why do people go on diets? What is the main reason that you see?
Okay, this is what the normal answer is they say to get healthy.
Yeah, but is that really the truth?
I think in a lot of cases it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. What about you?
Well, so here's a big thing for me, and I've been very careful with this with my daughters because I have teenage girls in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to think that dad's going on a diet because I'm not happy with my body.
Mm.
That's really important to me.
Right.
Because my wife loves me. She loved mm-hmm. me the way I am, mm-hmm. was, whatever. And I don't think the amount of weight on me is going to affect that. I hope not.
Right.
Because I'm still Travis.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel like I really wanted just not to become a diabetic. I wanted to make a change now because mm-hmm. in my 40s, you know, once you get to those 50s and 60s, I think it's harder and harder and harder to make for those sure. changes, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like I could do that right now, and that's why I wanted to do it. So with my daughters, I'm just saying, hey, I'm just trying to be more healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Right.
But Dad, we don't want you to lose your tummy.
Aw.
They like my tummy.
Yeah.
So I don't want to lose my tummy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't. I mean, my tummy's been part of me for 40 something years, so it's not going anywhere, you know, but
yeah,
it is what it is. So I think a lot of people, and I think it all depends on the area you lived, I think a lot of people really do compare themselves to other people.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a problem,
and I think it starts when they're very, very young, you know
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, little kids on the playground, you know, say something, and then yeah, I've got two granddaughters, and one is just super skinny, and the other one is solid, and she is full of energy. She thinks highly of herself. Mm-hmm. Her name's Goldie, and she just is a blast to be around, but I worry the day that comes that somebody says something to her.
And
you know?
It happens in our culture. It happens all the time.
It's so sad, and body shaming is, it's getting better. I think, you know, there's a lot of actresses out there that are... I mean, Adele still sings the same. I mean, when she was plump and she walked out, was it England?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And they kind of were like laughing at her because here's this, you know. And now she's all skinny, which is great, you know, if she did it to get healthy, but she still sings the same. You know, I just think it's kind of sad, but I think we are getting better as a society to accept people as they are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're unhealthy and the doctor says you need to lose 20 pounds, then, you know, do if you can, you know?
Well, I think that there's no question about it. I mean, whether we're talking about cholesterol, whether we're talking about blood sugar,
mm-hmm.
whether we're talking about other things in our body, I mean, excess weight can cause problems.
Correct.
With our bodies. But, I mean, that doesn't mean that you cannot be overweight and still be healthy.
Correct.
You can still do that.
Sure.
I've been overweight my entire life.
Mm.
So in fact, I always tell people this story that when I was 8 years old, I joined my first mini football league.
Uh-huh.
I was 8 years old. And the first thing they did is they made me hop on a scale.
Yep.
And they put a big X on my helmet.
Yep.
So I couldn't carry the ball
mm-hmm.
because I was too fat.
Yeah.
You know? That was great for my self-esteem, you know.
Right.
It sucked. It sucked really mm-hmm. bad because all I ever wanted to do is be a quarterback.
Mm.
So, you know, there's things like that out there. And I feel bad for kids, but I can relate to them. You know, I know what that's like.
Right.
But on the other hand, I used my weight to my advantage. And so when I got the chance to hit quarterbacks, I hit them hard.
Sure.
And I sometimes stayed on top of them and
sure.
maybe dug my fingernail into their eye.
Yeah, I have a grandson that has an X on his helmet, and it does. It affects him.
It does.
You know? And he's kind of going through that stage because he just turned 13, that he's starting to slim down, you know?
Okay.
And I started to say something, and his mom's like, don't mention it, because he's so worried about it, because his older brother is all ripped and works out.
It affected me like crazy, because all of my friends are like, dude, you got an X on your helmet? How much do you weigh? You know, and you're like, I just barely tipped the scale, you know? I mean, it was just horrible.
Right. And sometimes it's your bone structure,
sure.
you know? I mean, Asian women, for the most part, are tiny, you know? And it's like, I don't know. And yet it's acceptable for sumo wrestlers to be obese.
Yes.
So it's crazy. But body shaming and, you know, and teens, I just feel so bad for teens. Because then you've got the other side of the spectrum.
Nowadays.
Where they don't eat anything. And if they do, then they just leave the room. And you know what they're doing.
Yes.
And it's like, come on now. you know, just love them and accept them for the way they are. Yes. It's terrible.
I agree. But I agree. So in talking about the diet thing, mm-hmm. you know, there's, I think we could probably literally, if we went online, we could probably find like 100 different kinds of diets.
More than that. Yeah.
But I don't think that there is any substitute for getting your sleep, exercising, and eating and balanced meals.
That's true.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. I think, and water, if you can drink water. Some people hate it. I happen to have the best water in the world. My well water is so good.
Yeah, mine's good too.
And with ice, oh man, there's just nothing like it. And so, yeah, it's kind of that old scale that they had, you know, with your fiber and your vegetables and your fruit. And some people don't like vegetables. And so they've got to find some kind of substitute. You know, and if you're going to eat fats, good fats, like olive oil and avocados. Do you like avocados?
Love avocados.
Me too. As a matter of fact, I had avocado toast for breakfast.
Yum.
On Dave's Killer Bread. Have you ever had Dave's Killer Bread?
I've never even heard of Dave's Killer Bread.
So Dave was in prison.
Do we know Dave? Does anybody on this podcast know Dave?
I don't know.
But do you know who Dave is?
Not personally.
Oh, is this like a brand of bread?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You get it all over. Even our grocery store has it, but Costco, you know, sells them pretty good price, and they have all these seeds in them. And while he was there, he learned to bake. Ah. And so when he got out, Dave, he wasn't a killer. He was like a robber. But
did he rob the recipe?
I don't know. But his bread is so good. Like,
interesting.
Like a couple hours later after I've had a piece, I'll be like, oh, there's a little seed way back there. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, but avocado toast is my favorite.
As long as there's lots of butter.
Oh. Yeah, well, butter's actually okay. It's better than margarine.
Oh, it is way better than margarine. Yeah. We discussed that at length at my house one night. But I think that if you're going to eat butter or margarine, get the natural stuff, you know, get the real stuff.
Right.
That's my opinion.
Right.
And I'm sticking to it, but I love butter.
Yeah. I like butter too.
No,
yeah.
I really.
Oh.
So when I make popcorn, I always add a little bit of popcorn to my butter.
Yeah, me too. And like at the, when you go to the movies, I'll be
oh my gosh.
Can you do extra butter, but butter throughout?
Yeah. Like, can you layer it? What's this crap about putting butter on the very top of your popcorn? Know. They should lose their job. I mean, I'm just here to tell you, if you order butter popcorn, that means that every kernel from the top bite to the bottom bite has butter in it.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, I like butter too. It's thing.
I enjoy going to movies, but I think the reason I really do enjoy going to movies is the popcorn.
Yeah.
But see, my wife, she doesn't like butter on her popcorn.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, it's so weird. So we have this struggle in our house because she's like, I like a little popcorn with my butter, and she likes popcorn with no butter, with just a little bit of salt.
Oh.
And so I'm like, I'll make popcorn, and then I have to like scoop her some out before I add the butter to it. And
gives you more butter.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm not complaining, but I'm just like, she is so weird. What is wrong with her taste buds?
Oh, no. I have a daughter that's like that with like mayonnaise. And I think like the more the merrier with sauces. Love sauces.
Me too. Pour them on.
You know that you can get Chick-fil-A sauce at our grocery store in bottles. Yeah. You can get the Polynesian style and the original style.
The Chick-fil-A stuff?
You can get the sauce in the sauces by the barbecue sauce.
Are you kidding me?
No. No.
I absolutely love Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, yeah. It's in the white bottle.
Oh, why did you tell me?
Yeah, funny, huh?
I love it. It's my favorite in the whole world. Chick-fil-A is my place.
I like Chick-fil-A, too.
They are my people.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine the amount of chickens that go through that place.
Oh, a lot.
I mean, can you imagine?
No. That is crazy. Yeah, I know. So here's some snack ideas, and tell me if you like any of them.
All right.
So nuts.
Okay. Let's go on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being absolutely yucky, 10 being I love it.
Okay.
So you said nuts, and I'm just going to say, preface it with what kind of nuts.
Okay. Almonds.
What kind? All almonds are not made the same. There are.
How about wasabi?
Wasabi.
Wasabi. I got a big bag at home.
No, not my favorite. Like 4.
Oh, okay.
Smoked.
Smoked? Ugh.
9.
Oh, see? We're just opposites. Okay, what about plain?
Plain almonds?
Uh-huh.
2.
Oh, so you like them?
Yeah, barely.
No, that would be a 10. Remember, you said 10 being the worst.
I know. No, 1 being the worst, 10 being...
I think you... No, whatever.
Because 9 means I love them. Smoked almonds. I gave them a 9.
Okay.
Wasabi, I gave a 3.
Okay.
I'm saying plainer a 2.
I don't think you gave them a 4. But
people, please try not to judge MJ too hard on this. She is simple-minded.
Whatever.
But I'm trying to make it as simple as I can for her. I'll say it again. 1 is I don't like it. 10 means it's really good.
Okay.
Okay. So go again. Okay. Just keep
and
going.
I'm the blonde one.
Keep going.
So how about peanuts? Just like salted Planters
I
peanuts.
I love them. Give me a 7.5.
Okay. What about in the shell?
Ugh.
Okay.
No, like 3.5. That's like Texas Roadhouse. Way too much work for just a little reward.
That's black walnuts. Have you ever had a black walnut? They're in it.
This is not a racist thing.
Stop it.
I'm serious. So, I've never seen a black walnut. I've seen walnuts like at Christmas time that you crack and get all the crap out.
No. They're black walnuts and the shell's very... Well, first, it starts off when it drops from the tree. It's green and it stains everything. And then you go down to kind of like a brown and then down to this little tiny black... Well, it's not tiny, but black shell. And it's very hard.
Never heard of it.
And then you scoop them out and they taste a little bit like meat, the walnut. It's really good. Blech. Okay.
Gosh, you're scooping out something that tastes like meat out of a shell. To me, that sounds like an oyster.
Oh, boy.
Moving on.
I'm going to bring some.
That'll be a 0.
And you would love them, especially in like fudge and divinity.
Well, of course. I'd probably even eat fish if it was in fudge and divinity, as long as I didn't know it was there.
Okay, my favorite nut, hazelnuts.
2. I don't like hazelnuts.
Oh, wow.
I really don't like them.
Really?
I like walnuts.
I can't have those. I'm allergic. But I can have black walnuts.
Okay. Well, I love walnuts.
Okay.
And the all-time greatest nut on the planet.
Don't say it.
Pistachios.
Okay. I like pistachios, too.
Oh, my gosh. Give me some salted pistachios, and I'm good for a month.
Or salt and pepper pistachios.
Salt and pepper pistachios. Yeah. So good.
So good.
Cashews.
Cashews? Yeah, but they're kind of fatty.
They're 8.5 to me.
Okay. What
pistachios
about
would be a pecans. 9.5. Pecan?
Uh-huh. They're a 10 for me. And I'm allergic to those, too.
Yeah, and they're a 10, and you're allergic to them. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's try to avoid
just
stuff
don't
we're
like
allergic
those.
To.
Don't like those. Okay.
Okay, those are
moving
good snacks.
On to snacks.
Those are
okay.
good snacks. Keep going.
Seeds. Pumpkin seeds are very good for you.
Yeah, I like pumpkin seeds. Good flavored pumpkin seed. Dill mm-hmm. pickle, black pepper. Mm-hmm. Seasoned salt, yeah.
And that's a good snack. You should,
I think
so. You can put that in your pocket now.
Yeah, I do. I eat them nonstop.
Hummus.
Are you for real? You're going to call that a snack?
I love hummus. And like you could scoop a carrot or a cucumber.
Do you know where hummus comes from?
Yes, what chickpeas.
Chickpeas?
Yeah.
Are they ground up chickpeas?
Yes.
And fermented or what?
I don't know. I don't think they're fermented.
I just am not a fan of hummus.
Oh, I love hummus.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like Moving chalk. On. It's like eating chalk to me.
Oh.
It has this almost the same consistency.
Have you eaten chalk?
When I was a kid.
Okay.
I did. The garden variety that goes on your sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. What about... what about brie? Like brie cheese and strawberries?
Honestly, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
But you got me with strawberries. I'm thinking that's probably a 9.
Okay.
Brie, I don't know. I know some people need brie.
It's kind of vanilla. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's not real high on my list. But.
All right.
Cottage cheese.
Oh, gross.
Oh, really?
A 0.0.
Do you like it in lasagna?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
At all.
Wow.
Fermented, yucky cheese. And people buy it and put it on there. Not at all. No thanks. My mother, bless her heart, it was every night was cottage cheese and a peach in it.
Oh.
And it was absolutely putrid for me to watch. I can't smell it. I can't look at it.
Really? Oh, I like cottage cheese a little bit. But
let's move on.
Okay. What about trail mix? But you got to have the healthy kind, not the M&Ms in it.
See, I like a few nuts in my M&Ms.
And I despise raisins. Oh,
yeah. Mm. I think we're on the same page.
Yeah, I don't want anything
dried
up. I
don't mind if there's like one raisin in my bag of trail mix.
That's too many.
Is that too many?
Mm-hmm.
What like they have some trail mixes now that's like Cajun seasoning.
Okay,
I really like that.
I like that too.
I really like the Cajun stuff. Yeah. But I'm with you. But there's like some like really gourmet trail mixes that have like the M&Ms, and then they have like these sugar-coated crunchy things, you know. And the other thing that
that's
I'm
not probably a no.
Yeah, that's probably not good. but I'm just saying, I think that the pretzels are overrated sometimes in trail mix.
Oh, I like pretzels.
Yeah, not a fan.
Okay.
I think they use pretzels as a filler to save money, is my opinion.
Mm, yeah.
Let's see. We got to cut our bottom line. Let's add 10% more pretzels to each bag. That's how I feel about it.
Wow.
Yeah, anyway.
So would you rather have a bag of chips or a bag of your favorite candy?
Like when you say chips, can I pick what chips?
Yeah.
So I think my favorite all-time treat in the world is a bag of spicy Doritos with the jalapeno cheddar cheese.
Oh, wow. Dip. Wow, that's hot.
But it's really not. It's kind of mildly hot, you know. But I could sit down like at a football game and just crush a bag. Literally my entire self.
Wow.
Crush a bag. Even if it was a family size bag, I think I could crush it.
Yeah, I like chips too.
Oh man, chips are this is a wonderful thing. Could you imagine life without chips?
No, I could not.
It'd be the same as life without barbecues and family gatherings. It wouldn't exist. Life would cease to exist.
Yeah, that's true.
Dang it. Chips. Now I'm starving. Okay, do you have any some more?
No, that's all the healthy things I've got.
Well, let me go over some with you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Raspberries with real cream.
I could just do raspberries with no cream, with nothing on them.
How about peaches with real cream?
I could do peaches with no cream, and I could do it with a skin.
Why don't you want cream?
I don't want...
How about peaches with real cream with real sugar in there?
Mm-mm, just a peach will be good.
What's wrong?
That
is like heavenly. I got to call 911 because there is something wrong with you.
Okay.
It's like my wife not wanting butter on her popcorn. Oh, that's okay. Really weird. Okay. We're going off on a tangent here. I was going to ask you your favorite ice cream flavor.
So ice cream doesn't do well with my body.
Are you serious?
After I had my gallbladder out, anybody that's had their gallbladder out, there's certain foods, we're all different, but I cannot have ice cream, so I just don't. But I like popsicles.
Like you start vomiting violently?
Yeah. Cramping up, yeah. Almost within 10 minutes, yeah.
So I'm a Ben & Jerry's.
Oh, okay.
Cherry cheesecake.
Ugh.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
Put me in the ground with a case of Ben & Jerry's cherry cheesecake. I will be happy forever.
Wow. Well, yeah, a lot of people like ice cream. I think it's the number one snack.
I just love it to death.
Yeah. But since we're talking about diets, what are your feelings on people that, you know, are really trying to lose weight and they just have that craving?
If they're really trying to lose weight and they're having a craving.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think therein lies the mystery to life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
So you're starving. You really want something that satisfies, but you're trying to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do you do? I think the answers are nuts.
Mm-hmm.
An apple.
Yep.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
A chili cheese dog.
From Wiener Schnitzel.
Yes, I love them.
Me too.
I love them.
But
I just had to throw that out there. That's probably not the good idea. But.
No. We were teasing. But I think if you have gone a week and you've been pretty good, you know, and you just have got to have a little ice cream.
Absolutely.
That you eat your meal. And then you have a little ice cream.
Life is meant to be enjoyed.
Exactly.
If you can't enjoy the beauties that are around you, especially in the frozen food aisle, life is not worth living.
Well, and it just, I don't know. And I think socially, we always have food with friends. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah. And that I think that's been part of my struggle is a lot of my happiness revolved around food.
Mm, I think for me, too.
And so I've been really trying to retrain my thoughts to, hey, we're over here at the friend's house, you know, we're having a good time. Oh, I can't eat that. Well, life sucks.
Yeah.
You know, so right. I'm having to try to train myself, hey, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, grab a piece of cheese or a piece of jerky or a carrot with ranch dip. Now, that's something I've really been able to get myself into lately because There's not a lot of sugar in ranch dip.
See,
but there is fat.
Yeah, because I could drink the ranch dip and get rid of the carrot.
Yeah, well, that's everything in moderation. That's one exactly. thing that we touched on earlier.
Exactly.
It's got to be moderation.
Yeah, so. I think so for sure. And I think it's okay. Otherwise, it's exactly what you just said. You've told yourself, I can't have it. And that's not right. You're going to just screw it up when you get off this diet, and you're going to go right back to what you love, and you're going to do like a whole day of Oreos and a whole day of Doritos, and
I could not agree more. And I think that that's the most important part is just
I do.
Things in moderation. I think your body will tell you what it's wanting as long as you're like halfway normal. And not coming off like sugar high like I did, because I was like literally having dreams of sugar plums dancing in my head.
Oh, okay.
For darn real. But the sugar plums was like cherry Dr. Pepper cans. Right. It was nuts.
Wow.
I was losing my mind coming off that much sugar, but I'm feeling better.
That's good. Did you grow up in a house where you had the whole dinner meal and then dessert?
No.
Oh, see, and I did not either. I just had my meal, and sometimes once in a while we'd have desserts. And I'm not a dessert girl anyway. I don't love them. But my husband grew up where he had the whole meal.
And then a dessert, huh?
And then a dessert. And so I think that's been hard for him for, you know, be married to me because I'm like, you still need to eat, you know?
You still want more?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in my opinion, dessert has nothing to do with being full. Mm. Dessert should go in and fill the cracks.
Oh,
that's what dessert does. And so I really side with Steve on this deal because, but now I'm trying to cut out dessert. So that's why I'm saying there's an argument for desserts, but it really should be against desserts. If you're trying to be healthy, is that what I'm saying? But I think the main point here in this whole thing is whether you're on a diet, whether you're going to do a diet, whether you don't want to do a diet, the thing is to really just be happy with yourself.
Exactly.
And be thankful for the body you have.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm telling you, there are people out there, their bodies are crap.
Yeah.
So if you're able to get up in the morning and get out of bed and you know, look in the mirror and brush your teeth, boy, there's a lot to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important. We didn't touch on it too much, but exercise is important.
Oh, man.
And you don't need to go to the gym for 4 hours if you want to. That's great. But it's really 20 minutes is what your body
of
needs.
Walking, of simple walking.
Right.
What are the benefits of that?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. There's so much benefits to just getting out. And especially the older you get, the more important it is that
and
you
stretching.
Get out and exercise and move.
Yeah. I mean, stretching is like huge. And a lot of people it's just simple things. And getting good sleep. I think that's another important part.
Amen. I could not agree more. Well,
we love you however you are.
We'll take you no matter what, right?
We will, because you've taken us how we are.
Well, they can't see us.
Oh, yeah.
We thank you all for listening. We'd like to thank our sponsors at this moment.
We would. And, you know, if you're feeling yucky or like you need a change in life, go to one of our docs here at Star Valley Health. We've got some great doctors that
very
will get
helpful.
You on. Yeah, they'll get you on or find a nutritionist. We also have nutritionists at the hospital that will help you.
Yep. So thank you, Star Valley Health, for all your support here.
Thank you.
Thank you, The Pop Shop, for all you do. Thank you, EcoLife.
That's right. Get rid of those mice now.
Ugh. Call EcoLife. Fall is coming, and get rid of those yucky pests.
Oh, yeah. And, we're grateful. We're grateful to Star Valley Media for allowing us to work here.
Everybody, have a good day. Stay safe.
Yeah, that's right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.